No one else at NIC has associated that scenario with the present situation, the secretary said, still smiling. Only you. Feeling his insides clenching, Jamil replied, I'm the only representative of the NIC present at this meeting, Madam Secretary.
I see, she said.
It's the scenario that fits the facts best, Jamil insisted. A rogue attack triggers a full-scale nuclear exchange.
And you believe that the Chinese are behind this?
Jamil hesitated. He knew the Secretary of State's reputation. People didn't get to challenge her more than once. Carefully, he answered, I believe that the Chinese are prepared to profit from it. If we attack North Korea, they will respond against us. If we allow the North Koreans to destroy an American city without retaliating, the Chinese will back North Korea's demands. They want to eliminate our influence in Asia, and this is the way for them to do it and keep their hands clean. The secretary started to reply, but Jamil suddenly added, We know they've placed their ballistic missile forces on alert. We should try to ascertain if their political leadership has left Beijing and gone to shelters. The secretary's eyes flared. Do you expect me to believe that the Chinese government is ready to have a nuclear exchange with us? That they are willing to start World War III? Yes, ma'am, that's exactly what I expect you to believe. In her office, the Secretary of State stared hard at this young intelligence analyst. He looks like an Arab, she thought. How can I trust him? He might have all sorts of security clearances, but he could be a plant, a mole who's been working inside our intelligence apparatus for years, waiting for this chance to launch a nuclear jihad. She took a deep breath to calm herself. Stay cool, she told herself. Every word you say is being recorded for history. You want to come across as concerned, informed, on top of this situation. You want to look presidential. He'll run for re-election next time around, but you're young enough to have a good chance for the nomination 4 years afterward, especially if you come out of this looking presidential. She glanced at the data bar running along the bottom of her wall screen as she said carefully, Jamil, has it occurred to you that I have sources of information that you do not? Jamil's lips became a thin, hard line. Has it occurred to you, the secretary went on, that I have unofficial sources that place me in contact with the highest levels of the government of the People's Republic of China? Struggling to keep her voice cool, presidential, she went on. Has it occurred to you that my contacts assure me that China has no wish to attack the United States? Shouldn't you rethink your scenario in the light of those facts? Despite the Secretary of State's measured words, Jamil could almost feel her cold fury radiating from the conference room's wall screen. And he felt angry too, outraged that this woman refused to see the obvious. Has it occurred to you, Madam Secretary, he retorted, that your sources are lying to you, or at least not telling you the entire truth? Have they told you that China will not under any circumstances launch their missiles against us? Have they offered to stop the North Koreans? Why do you think you haven't been able to speak directly to the Chinese leadership? They're probably in their underground city right now, waiting for the bombs to start falling, while the president's in San Francisco preparing to give a speech. For a flash of an instant, the Secretary of State looked flustered, but she immediately regained her icy composure. Thank you for your frank opinion, Mr. Jamil. The wall screen went blank.